been very difficult. I mean, our ridership are down 75%, down by 75%. Okay, so we're running 25% off the normal load factors. It's been it's difficult, very difficult.
How is DRL going to get out of this?
I guess we're all hoping that the pandemic is soon going to come to an end and we'll come back to a little bit of a more normal status with ridership being back up where it was prior to, which, you know, on certain parts of our route then is still very touchy even prior to the pandemic. On the West Coast, Newfoundland, Port of Bass, I'll say to Central, it's not a viable route even at the best of times, okay? So it's just with the combination of doing the full Port of Bass St. John's Island, that you try to maintain it as a viable operation.
What protocols have had to be put into place during the pandemic?
The biggest thing we look at is make sure that everyone's wearing a mask, and we're doing records for contact tracing, cleaning, trying to keep as much distance as you can, where you can. And with the load factors that we're carrying, it's no problem to pretty well keep, I guess, 95% of the time to keep everyone within a two meter distance also, you know. It's been different. Just the numbers are very, very low. There's days that you're carrying, you know, five, six people from St. John's to Port of Basque. Then you'll run into a good day, and a good day for us right now is if you get 18 or 20 on the bus, that's a good day. But our revenue has dropped significantly, and we've been operating at a loss since the pandemic came on. With no help from government to maintain this, we're classified as an essential service, and you know, they're still in discussions and trying to see what they can do to help with the run. But we're getting to a point that, you know, if we soon don't get out of the pandemic, that we're going to have to cease operation until times get better. And, you know, and in saying that, it's not something we want to do, because the day that I carry the 8 or 9, these 8 or 9 or 10 people are really desperate to get where they need to go. They count on it. They're going for medical reasons. They're going for family issues. They're going for work. Since the flights have been shut down, you know, we've had a lot of people take the bus to go from Central or Western to St. John's to get a flight. It's very important for us to keep going, but we're in the millions of dollars worth of losses right now, right?
What supports would you like to see come from the government?
During the pandemic here, I think the government should be looking at what a break-even number in the industry to operate per kilometer to provide the service throughout the province. I think one of the things that really gets a little bit touchy is, you know, that urban centers get a subsidy of big dollars to keep the urban centers going, your metro transits and your city to corner books, but there's no subsidy or no help to maintain the inner city across our province and even across anywhere in Canada. Now, I will say, during the pandemic, there's 5-6 of the provinces that have received money for operating during the pandemic, and I just hope that our local government, provincial government, sees fit to do the same to us, you know.
How long do you expect that you can continue going if the pandemic continues this way?
You know, I got a time set that, you know, that if we don't receive some help and full commitments by June, that we will look at parking the operation until a further time. And, you know, I don't mind helping out, taking from some other business I'm involved in. You know, I've had someone say, well, you're doing good in other business. So, yeah, that's true. But how long do you keep taking from one to feed the other? So I'm looking at, like, in June month that we're seriously considering parking and leave it alone.